Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Today, we are continuing our series called Manager Watch. We are turning our attention to the Welsh manager Mark Hughes, who is in charge of Stoke City in the Premier League. They managed to finish 8th last year. You were very impressed with their end to the season. A good end to the season finishes you in 8th. What they need to do now, Stoke, is consistency. Do they have that consistency? Will they have it next season?
I think they will. I mean, I don't think they'll finish as high because there's so many competitive teams up there. But Mark Hughes, I think, is a great manager.
I do as well,
because when he was at us, he had an awful first half of the season.
Who's us?
Fulham. Right. Regular listeners will know. Right. When he was at Fulham, he had a horrible first half of the season through injuries, awful problems. But he did an amazing second half of the season. And then he left because of a lack of ambition, which I now understand, because Mohamed Al-Fayed wouldn't spend money. But basically, yeah, he's a great manager for finishing you in the top half of the table.
I think Stoke have a real problem with their playing squad. Not because they're not talented footballers. It's because I'm going to call them two bob big game players. And I'm going to explain that to you. A two bob big game player is a player with all the talent of a top three team player, but his consistency levels are not at a top three level. So what happens from a player like Arnautovic and Bojan and Shaqiri is you will watch them and go, oh my God, you could be the best winger or attacking player in the Premier League if you wanted to be.
He could be at the level of Sanchez and Hazard if he wanted to.
But what they do, Dom, is they have one brilliant game out of eight. And you'll watch that on the TV. Like last season, if you're a Premier League fan, you'll remember Stoke City tearing apart Manuel Pellegrini's Manchester City, the team which got to the semi-final of the Champions League. Bojan, Shaqiri, Arnautovic were on flames. Absolute flames. Next week, they lost. It doesn't matter if you beat City on flames, beating them by 3 goals. If you lose the next week, it doesn't matter.
If they perform like every week, they're like top 4 or 5. Bang on.
And this is what we're saying about Mark Hughes. He is a brilliant manager, but why can he not make these players perform to a consistent level? Why does he have to keep bringing John Walters in? Because Arnautovic has a great game and then John Walters is put to the bench. But then in 3 games' time, John Walters comes back because, you know what, these players haven't been performing as well. So we've got to bring the player who's not as good on to show these players that, you know, your position isn't secure in this team unless you play every week.
Definitely.
Will Stoke improve? And I know a position that you think they can improve, and that's on their striking options. Because they've been playing Bojan there, who's sort of a striker, sort of isn't.
Yeah, Bojan, false nine, maybe?
Yeah.
That's his sort of position. He's not a striker. He's not a Mame Biram Diouf, who, he annoys me. Because he could be a great striker.
Yeah. Do you know who's just come into my head? Who they should sign? Wilfried Bony from Manchester City. A man who's got a point to prove after his failure at Manchester City. Mark Hughes could make him the star man he was at Swansea again.
And think about it. Bony with the likes of Bojan, Shaqiri and Arnautovic around him instead of Wayne Routledge.
Oh, God, yeah. It'd be scary what Stoke could do. You know, we're coming to that point of the podcast again where we're going to ask where Stoke are going to finish at the end of next season. And I know it's a long way away and it's difficult. And we're only doing this to shoot ourselves in the foot when Stoke win the Premier League. But Stoke, in my opinion, aren't going to win the Premier League. I think they're going to finish 10th. And the reason for that is just because I think the clubs above them that I've put, if you've been listening to these podcasts, the types of Everton and Liverpool and Leicester, they've got that consistency in their playing squad, and this is what I'm on about. If you want to keep improving. But the thing is with Stoke, do they want to keep improving? Because 10th is brilliant for a team like Stoke.
And if you look at the teams who would have finished above them, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs, Man United, Man City. If you think about it, after that, who's the next club? It is pretty much like the Everton, the Southamptons and the Stokes.
I know. And if you can win that league, that sort of mini league in the middle of the table,
you can always progress.
Exactly.
Further on. Because remember Tottenham, they had a few years where they were finishing fifth, right? Yeah. Then they dropped off and were finishing like 8th, 9th, 10th. But they were the top of that league. And then they've progressed on from there and got back to 4th and 5th. Stoke have the potential to do that.
They do. It'll be exciting, Dom. Where do you think they're going to finish?
They're going to finish 10th. But one thing I'm going to say is...
We agree.
Yeah.
Ledger, can I get a high five for that? Nice.
Third agreement out of how many podcasts we've done, like nearly 11 or 12 now. Only three agreements. But one thing I'm going to say about them is I don't think they're actually much worse than Liverpool.
Ooh.
I genuinely don't.
Really?
I mean, on paper, Liverpool might have a better team, but honestly, I think they're probably equal playing ability.
I hope you've not got any holidays booked in the red part of Merseyside, because I don't think they'd agree with you, but that's what the Football Hour is about. That's what football's all about. It's about stupid games.
Stupid, controversial views from Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Well, that is what the Football Hour is. Thank you for listening.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.